The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shmuel Binyamin Honigwax, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
For Hetrei Iska, loans and collections, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
The Gemara says that the Gemara says that a paro will not give birth before it's 3 years old. The Rishonim already say that nowadays we see that a cow will give birth even before it's 3 years old, even if it's 2 years old. And there's a lot of areas in halacha where there's a handlerai, there's a discussion about nishtanu atvam. One very important area of halacha where the issue of nishtanu atvam is discussed is the area of treifas. We find that Chacham tell us that there's Yudchas Treifas, that there's 18 animals that are treifas, 18 times kinds of sicknesses cause the animal to be a treifa. And the Gemara is clear that the reason that an animal is considered a treifa when it suffers from one of these illnesses is because this illness will kill it within 12 months. The Gemara says that there was a certain place where they used to bang the animal on, they used to shoot the animal in the kidneys and thereby kill the animal. So Gemara asks, why wouldn't that be considered a treifa? The Mishnah says that that nitlach kolya is not a treifa. So the Gemara says that Gemiri, we have a local Mishinai, that if they would give it a lot of medicine, imavadrilo sama, it would live. Even though at that time of the Gemara had no idea, the doctors in that time had no idea how to heal an animal that had suffered this specific kind of klop, the specific kind of shot. Nevertheless, it would not be considered a treifa because we know that there is some kind of way to heal this animal. So you see in this Gemara that if there will be no way in Metzias to heal this animal, then it would not be considered a treifa. And if there is a way, then it's not considered a treifa. So a lot of contemporary Achronim, and the Achronim Mutzazuch for many years, why there are numerous illnesses that the Gemara considers to be a treifa. Nevertheless, nowadays we, Baruch Hashem, have refuah for these illnesses. So would we say that because of the fact that we have refuah nowadays, that the halacha would then change and these animals would not anymore be considered a treifa? So most Achronim, I think probably the vast majority of Achronim assume that this would not, the halacha would not change based on this. And the lashon around the Rambam also says a very strong lashon about this, that the Rambam says, you cannot be moisif on these treifas at all. The Rambam is discussing broadening the number of treifas, and he says if something happens to an animal that besides for what the Chacham mentioned, it could be it would live. Even if we know that it's not going to live. And he says, "V'chein elu shemanu ba'amru shein treifa." Those that the Chum counted as a treifa, "Avol pishayira b'dark yirafur shebiyodenu." Even though we see nowadays that shemitzasan ein mamisin, some of these things don't kill the animal. V'efshe shetechmeham ein lachal amash shemanu chacham. We don't have anything besides for what the Chum counts. Shenemar al piyah teirah sheyirucha. So there's a question: what the Hezron this is? The Chaznish says a very novel explanation. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, and Avodah Zarah, mentioned that there's a concept of Shnei Alafim Torah. The world was divided into three subdivisions. Shnei Alafim Tayu, the 2,000 were Tayu, two Alafim was Torah, and two Alafim is the Maisa Mashiach. So Rashi in Sanhedrin says that two Alafim Torah doesn't really mean anything. It just means that it's Torah without Mashiach. That means Mashiach couldn't come in that time. And the 2,000 years after that has Torah and Yemaisa Mashiach. The Chazanish says a new explanation for that Gemara. He says, Shnei Alafim Torah means that all of these kind of questions of Shiurim, of Hagdaris, and determinations of whether or not something will be considered a treifa, and this may apply to other areas of the Torah also, whether something is considered a treifa or perhaps even Shiurim, the Chacham measured certain things, these things are not dependent on contemporary times. These things were these things were nikva during the Shnei Alafim Torah. There's something special about those 2,000 years. That once those 2,000 years were over, which the Chazon Ish also brings in the concept of Chasimus the Talmud, which happened to happen a little bit after the Shnei Alafim Torah, a few hundred years later. But that was a Chasima that we cannot overturn, and because of that, the kavius of what's considered a treifa, the determination of what could live and what can live, all depended on the situation at that time and the hagdara of the chacham at that time. Ramosha writes in Igros Moshe a little bit of a different explanation. He writes not only in the Shnei Halachim Torah, he writes that there's a halacha Moshe Mishina. He says, why did there have to be a halacha Moshe Mishina about treifas? Why couldn't the Torah just tell us that whatever lives is not a treifa, whatever doesn't live is a treifa, and we go and figure out exactly what lives and what doesn't live? Obviously, there's halacha Moshe Mishina, and whatever is included in that halacha Moshe Mishina is considered a treifa. Whatever is not in that halacha Moshe Mishina is not considered a treifa. And in a nice Varn Agada, the Gemara Nama Beis discusses the story of Yisharna Aparis Baderach. The Gemara discusses the story about how the Aron HaKodesh was taken from Klal Yisrael during the times of Plishtim. And then the Plishtim suffered various ailments in their bodies, and their Avodah Zarah Dagoyim fell down and got very tzeklapped. So the Plishtim decided time to send Aaron back. So I always was bothered in Brachos. We find the story of Avraham Avinu, and the Ramban explains at length what the Maisa of a Simul Abanim was, and there's also Midrashim explained very clearly what the Simul Abanim was. There's a whole story about Avram going down to Mitzrayim, and so that obviously is a Yidden going down to Mitzrayim, Sarah being taken to the house of Paroi, was the Klal Yisrael being subjugated in Mitzrayim, and Hashem punished Paroi, Ve'inaga Hashem es Paroi, Negoim Gedolim es Beisai, and that is also a Simul Abanim of the Makos, which are called the Nega in the Torah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought on Paroi in the times when of Yitzias Mitzrayim. But I didn't see anybody who should explain what is the similar banim when Avram and Sarah went to the land of Plishtim, and Sarah was taken by Achimelech, by Elimelech. So I was thinking, when I learned the Chumash, I thought, maybe, perhaps, we could say, that the similar banim is this story, the story when the Plishtim conquered Eretz Yisrael, and they destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, the Mishkan at Shiloh. People forget there was a massive Chorban that took place at Shiloh, way before the Chorban Beis HaMikdash. Was a Chorban in Shiloh, and the Plishtim took away the Aron HaKodesh to the land of Plishtim. That maybe was a similar banim. The Maisa Avos was the fact that Sarah was taken by Elimelech, Melech Plishtim, and we find also interestingly, I was thinking that the sickness that Elimelech and his family suffered from was very similar to the sickness that the Plishtim suffered from. It was something in the Beis Harei that they weren't able to go to the bathroom, and so too the Plishtim, it says over there, they suffered from the sickness in that area. It's a slightly different sickness, so this was just a mere contemplation until I looked in Rashi. Rashi says something very fascinating. It blew me away. And this is really not Rashi, it's really the Pasuk. Rashi just explaining the Pasuk. The Pasuk says that Avram said about Sarah, Achoisi, when he came to the land of Plishtim. Right? The Pasuk uses the following explanation. I mean, the following terminology. Vayomer Avram el Sarah Ishtai. Avram said about Sarah Ishtai. He said, the Lashon HaTorah is el Sarah Ishtai. He said to Sarah Ishtai. So it's a strange usage of the word el, which in this case is not being used to mean to, it's being used as about. So Rashi says, al Sarah Ishtai, v'kayotze boi, similar to this is El Hilakach, Arayin Olekim, the El Moischam Yav Isha. Exactly this pasuk about the Aron HaKodesh being taken away in the time of the Plishtim, the Torah uses the exact same, the Navi uses the exact same terminology, the Navi uses the word El in that same unusual manner. So, first of all, you see that the Navi possibly is being miramis to this. And Rashi is faithfully quoting the Navi, but it's more than that. Rashi is doing it with unbelievable and uncanny brilliance. There's another case in Sefer Bereishis where the Torah uses this explanation, right, with this terminology. It says, Yaakov said about Binyamin, about Yosef, when Yosef was sold and Yaakov didn't know where Yosef was, Yaakov said, Ki eired el bani, avel shoil, I will go because of my son and avel into the grave. So Rashi says, Kamoi al bani, the same thing. Vahar be el, many times el, misham shem belosh al. El shoil, vel beis adam. El hilokach, arayno lakim, in this case, Rashi brings down two psukim. He brings down this pasuk by the Plishtim, Eli Lok Acharein Olikim, Ve'el Mois Chami Avisha. And he also brings down another pasuk. In the case in Parshas Vayera, when Sarah was taken by Elimelech, Rashi just brings down this pasuk, Eli Lok Acharein Olikim. I feel that Rashi is trying to miramis this idea. That's why he just brought down this pasuk, to miramis that this was the mice of a similar bond.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.